This is KCUR 89.3. While lawmakers began meeting before Missouri even became a state, this year marks the 100th Missouri General Assembly. KCUR's Samuel King traveled to Jefferson City to find out what has changed in all that time and what hasn't.
Earlier this month, students from across Missouri came to the state capitol for STEM Day. And while the students in a rotunda displayed what they've learned about technology, Casey Conklin of Warrensburg says her group also learned about the science of politics.
Yeah, well, we got an opportunity to watch part of a session, and that was for the Senate, and that was really, really impactful. And they were so quiet and attentive. I couldn't believe how they were totally zoomed in onto what was being said.
For almost 200 years, people have come together from all corners of Missouri to try to shape the state's future, from St. Louis and St. Charles and beginning in 1826, Jefferson City. Dana Rodeman Miller has seen the process on both sides of the Capitol.
It's busy, but it's never a dull moment.
She's worked here for almost 20 years, first starting as a Senate intern. She took over as the chief house clerk in January, just in time for the commemoration of the 100th session.
They're two-year General Assemblies composed of a first regular session and a second regular session. Historically, the General Assembly met every other year.
One of the main turning points in recent history was the 2002 election, when voter-approved term limits took full effect. Miller was here to witness that and Republicans gaining control of the House in January 2003 after taking over the Senate 2 years earlier. The party later extended that to the governor's office.
Just in the time I've been here, those were major changes, and it's fundamentally changed the body, because the members don't have the same amount of institutional experience that they once did.
Bob Pretty is an author and former news director at the Missouri Net Radio Service. He retired in 2014 after 40 years of patrolling these halls looking for news. He doesn't mince words when it comes to term limits.
I think term limits is the worst thing to happen in Missouri politics since the loyalty oaths of the Civil War. I watched the legislature's tone, if you will, its decorum, its practices, basically crumble.
There are efforts now to adjust term limits to give lawmakers more time in one chamber or the other. There's also a renewed attempt to shrink the Missouri House. It's grown over the years to 163 members, the fourth largest in the country. Kansas City Democrat Jason Holzman is sponsoring the legislation in the Senate. He says the time is right due to the upcoming 2020 census and the ongoing renovation project at the Capitol.
So I think that this might be one of the last opportunities for a long time for us to change the makeup of the legislature itself.
Pretty, though, is skeptical it'll become reality.
And this is not the first time somebody has proposed changing the makeup of the House and the Senate. Problem is, these people are not going to vote to put themselves out of office.
But before officials can even think of reshaping the Capitol's interior, crews have to finish restoring the white stone exterior first. Miller's other role is chair of the State Capitol Commission, and she can oversee the project from her office window.
You will hear grinding, you will hear sawing, you will hear hammering.
2019 is also the 100th anniversary of the first General Assembly session held in the current Capitol building. It's the third in Jefferson City and the one that's endured the longest, after the previous two were destroyed by fire. Pretty says the look of the building may change, but the work remains the same.
Oh, there's so much history about the Capitol. And in fact, they make history every day here.
It's history Casey Conklin can't wait to share with her students again next year.
So I think it was impactful to see that they could shake the hands of leaders and they could see what leaders do in their own space.
The exterior renovations are expected to be done in time for Inauguration Day in 2021, also the year of the state's bicentennial. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Samuel King.